Christmas cake with drambuie-soaked fruits. This fruity cake benefits from being made 2 to 3 months before you want to eat it, so that you can feed it with drambuie to keep it moist and tasty. Nutrition. There are 375 kilocalories, 15.7 grams of fat, 6.4 grams of saturated fat, 0.2 grams of salt, and 45.6 grams of sugars per slice, undecorated. This recipe makes 25 to 30 slices, takes 1 hour to prepare, plus overnight soaking, and 3 to 4 hours to cook. You will need 750 grams of Waitrose Wholesome Vine Fruit Mix, 250 grams of soft apricots quartered, a 200 gram tub of Waitrose Italian Cut Mixed Peel, a 200 gram tub of Provençal Glacé Cherries, halved, 100 grams of pitted soft prunes, quartered, the grated zest and juice of 1 orange, 100 millilitres of drambuie plus extra to feed the cake, 250 grams of unsalted butter, softened, 200 grams of dark muscovado sugar, 5 medium eggs, beaten, 300 grams of plain flour, sifted, and 200 grams of walnut pieces. Step 1. Place all the dried fruit in a large bowl, then stir in the grated orange zest and juice and the drambuie. Cover and leave to soak overnight. Step 2. Preheat the oven to 150 degrees C gas mark 2. Grease and line the base and sides of a 20 centimetre square or 23 centimetre diameter round cake tin with baking parchment so it stands 5 centimetres above the top. Use string to tie a double thickness of baking parchment around the outside of the tin. This will help prevent the cake from drying out during cooking. Step 3. In a large bowl, use a handheld electric whisk to beat together the butter and sugar until pale and fluffy. Gradually beat in the beaten egg, a little at a time. If the mixture begins to curdle, add a spoonful of flour with the last few additions of egg. Step 4. Add the soaked fruit and walnuts with any remaining liquid, then mix well. Fold in the rest of the flour. Spoon into the cake tin, then use a round-bladed knife to level the top of the mixture. Stand the tin on a tray and bake for 3 to 4 hours until cooked through, covering the top of the cake with foil if it starts to overbrown. To check that the cake is cooked, insert a skewer into its centre. If it comes out clean, the cake is cooked. Leave to cool completely in the tin. And step 5. Remove the cake from the tin and store in its lining paper, wrapped tightly in foil. Keep in a cool place. Feed the cake every few weeks by unwrapping it, making small holes in its top, then drizzling with a couple of tablespoons of drambuie. This will help to keep the cake moist and add extra flavour. If the cake is domed in the centre during baking, neatly slice off the top before covering with marzipan. To ensure a completely flat surface for decorating, turn the cake upside down before covering with marzipan and icing.